So the Rambam ended up the words of Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel of Chena Yadaver Tamid Mimoshe Rabbeinu Ve'ad Ezra, implying that there was some dramatic change. Kevan Shegalu Yisrael Bibei Nevuchadnezzar HaRasha. It's interesting. The Rambam refers to Nebuchadnezzar, HaRasha in various places, like in Echos Yisodei HaTorah as well, when he's describing what Shas HaShmad is. This is the term Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. It's the yoke in the Rambam. Nisarvu beParas, Persia v'Yavan, Greece, v'Shara Umos, v'Noldu lahem banim baratzos hagayim. Again, so this is all about Galus for the Rambam. And there were children that were born there. V'Osan habanim nisbalbalu svasam. It's Parshas Noach. Bavel. Nisbalbalu svasam v'haisa svas kol echad v'echad m'ureves milashonos harbe. So the Rambam is expressing the idea that they were incapable of communicating clearly in one language. Svasam m'ureves milashonos harbe. It was an amalgam. V'kivan shahaya medaber eno yachol ledaber kol tzarko bilashon achas ela b'shibush. Okay? So the way the Rambam understands the problem is that it wasn't that they were incapable of expressing themselves, but they were incapable of expressing themselves bilashon achas. Shenemer v'neim chatzim medaber ashdodis v'gomer. The idea is that there wasn't a language that they could really claim fluency within. V'einan mekir medaber yehudis. Because of this deficiency of language, you see, it's unmistakable here. The Rambam keeps on coming back. They would start out B'Lashon HaKodesh, and then what would inevitably happen is that there would be other languages mixed in because they wouldn't be fully capable of expressing themselves in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, why was that? So the Rambam had attributed that very clearly to Galus. This was one of the pathologies were consequence of Galus, the Jewish people outside of the land of Israel. So there were many consequences, but one of the consequences was felt in terms of tefillah per se. We don't often associate Galus with a deterioration of tefillah, but that's precisely what the Rambam is saying. And here's an important, both specific and general principle. V'kivon shera Ezra ubeis dino kach. Amdu, literally that they stood up, but they were omed in that makom, v'tiknu lehem shmon esrei brachos ala seder, which is to say that the responsibility of the Bali HaMasora is to be responsive to situations. One more time, v'kivan shera Ezra beistino kach amdu, v'tiknu lehem shmon esrei brachos ala seder. Shalosh yishanu shevach Hashem, shalosh yishanu achronu sodaya, v'emtzaiyos yishpan shelas kol advarim, shen kimo avos lechol chafatze ish v'ish, l'tzorcha yatzibur kulam. So again, just to reiterate a critically important point, Justin, you can come around just so that you can look inside and around them, that the responsibility of the Bali HaMasora in every single generation is to be responsive to the needs of the Tzibur in that generation. So just like, you know, say, V'kamta v'elisa l'makom ala shofet asher yevo yimim ahim enlecha ala shofet b'yamav yiftach b'daru k'shmul b'daru k'moshe b'daru, that you have what you have. And I have the responsibility to tzedek tzedek tirdof halocha achar beis din yafa. You try to find the best, but you have what you have. It's true in the other direction as well. It's not only the direction of the hamonam towards the Bali HaMasora, but the Bali HaMasora have to deal with the situation as it exists now, not the situation as it existed 200 years ago or 2,000 years ago. So Ezra and his beis din, and Rambam is emphasizing, were responsive to the needs of a generation that had been born in Galus. And that generation was incapable of formulating tefillos properly due to a deficiency of language. They weren't able to be medaber kol tzarkem v'lashon HaKodesh. They had other languages mixed in. And because of that, Ezra formulated Shmona Asei Brachos al HaSeder, and here the Rambam defines them along the following structure. Again, Ezra respected the De'oraisa. In other words, you had to keep that tracker of Shevach, Bakasha, Vehodaya, because that was De'oraisa, that came from Moshe. Ezra respected that. But what he added to that was he gave a certain fixed text to each one. So instead of just generally having Shevach, and then generally having Bakasha, and generally having Hodaya, now you had precision. Shalosh Rishonos, Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalosh Achronos Hodaya, Ve'em Tso'iyos, Yesh Bahen She'ela Kol Advarim She'en Kemo Avos, L'chol Chafatzei Yish Ve'ish L'tzorchei Atzibur Kulan. That the Bakashos can be divided into two categories. Anybody here pick up on what the Rambam is saying the two categories are? Avos L'chol Chafatzei Yish Ve'ish L'tzorchei Atzibur Kulan.
It's like a Yachel and Sibur.
Right, and if you look at the direction of the Shemoneh Esrei, even though, of course, everything is formulated by Lashon Rabbim, we do move from things that are personal in nature to things that are national. So we start out with our own Avodas Hashem. The first thing that we, of course, ask for is Atachon El Adam Das. Without clarity of understanding, we have no direction in life. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Then Hashimenu Abinu L'Zer Asacha. Then we ask for Kapara. Then we ask to be extracted. The bracha of Geula really means to be extracted from our sins, not just to be forgiven, but to be extracted from the pathology. We talked about Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam talks about Deos Raos Hakashos. Those things are the hardest to extract yourself from. Then we talk about Rifayinu, personal healing. We talk about Parnasa, and then we move from there to national aspirations. Hashiva Shoftenu Kvarishona, V'Yushalayim Ircha, Mashiach, etc. So there's a trajectory in the Shemona Esrei, exactly as is Meduyak in the Rambam. One moves from the personal to the national. I mean, just like the viduyim of Aaron HaKohen and Yom Kippur. So Aaron had, of course, three viduyim, but who remembers the order that Aaron went in? Could have made the argument that the largest group of people should have gone first. First, Aaron should have been misvada for all of Klal Yisrael, but how did it work? V'chiper ba'ado, uva'ad beso, uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Exactly in the opposite direction. First for his own personal spiritual failures, then for the B'nai Aharon HaKohanim, for all of the Kohanim, and then for all of Klal Yisrael. That's an important model. Karov Kodim, not just in Tzedakah, but in Tfilos as well, in Viduyim. It starts at home. L'chol chafatzei yish v'ish l'tzarchei atzibur kulan k'dei shiyu aruchos b'fi akol v'yilmedu osan v'yitia tfilas elu ha'alogim tfilas shleima k'tfilas balei lashon hatzacha, like those who have clarity of language. The yileg is somebody who is unable to formulate himself clearly in speech. V'nei inyan zeh tiknu kol habrachos v'atfilos misudaros b'fi chol Yisrael k'dei shiyu inyan kol bracha aruch. So here, this is a very important point. This last line in the Rambam is so easy to miss. It wasn't just Shemona Esrei that Ezra Ubeisino established, but what is the Rambam's position on the matter? What else did they take responsibility for?
Kol
habrachos ve'atfilos. Not just the daily Shemona Esrei, but kol habrachos ve'atfilos. What does that teach you about rabbinic responsibility? All of you are capable of going on to be amongst the Chachmei HaMasora. Of course, the proximate cause is that they were unable to fulfill the singular mitzvah of Avodas Hashem b'chol yom. But part of the responsibility of Balei Masorah is not just to react to a particular problem. Certainly, that's the beginning. But to say, is this all that needs to be done? Perhaps more needs to be done. If they're having a problem with the daily Shemoneh Esrei, so then it's very likely so there's a problem beyond that. There's a problem with their brachos in general. And that's what responsibility is Ezu Chacham Haroes HaNolad. It's not just to look at the immediate problem in front of you and say, I addressed it, I was Yotze, but to constantly look for ways of improving the situation in a broader manner. And this, of course, is finished with this. I'm getting a little bit off the Rambam here for a second, but the Rashi in this week's parsha, quoting from the Tanchuma, the Rashi contrasts Avraham Avinu and Noach, Es Elohim is Halech Noach, that Noach was responsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivahu Hashem. When it came to Avraham Avinu, his halich lefanai ve'yesamim, that what defined Avraham Avinu was his capacity not just to be responsive. He was responsive. Ekev asher sham Avraham b'koli v'yishmar mishmarti mitzvosai t'lgosai v'zvosai. Kiyim kol ha-Torah kuli was responsive, but it's more than that. His halich lefanai Avraham Avinu was a spiritual initiator. So Ezra and Ezra's based in here weren't satisfied that they corrected one problem. in terms of daily Shemona Esrei, amdu v'tiknu kol ha'tfilos v'chol ha'brachos, that they were they took the initiative in the broader sense. And that, of course, has to become a clarion call for what it means to be responsible as one of the Bali HaMasora, to correct an immediate problem, but to address from the root up all of the issues that may be impacted. Okay, so we'll pick it up there tomorrow. Chodesh Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating.